Island selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that's getting ready to go back to school. I'm Gabe Dan. It's Labor Day weekend when we're recording this. I'm Gabe Dan, and I'm here with my two co-classmates, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
School sucks.
That is true. I'm so glad I don't have to go anymore.
Yeah. I used to remember having to wake up at like 6 a.m. to go to school.
That, oh, yeah. The worst.
Sucks.
It was bad.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I graduated high school 20 years ago. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's about to be 20 years.
20 years?
It's about to be 20 years next year.
Oh, boy.
Scary stuff.
Is there a reunion?
I don't know. I wasn't invited to the last reunion.
What? That's so mean.
I didn't graduate with my class, so I might not have been on the list.
What was the name of your school?
It was Sir Francis Drake High School in San Anselmo, California. Shout out.
Interesting, because I got an email about this class reunion.
What? You got invited to my class reunion?
I guess I did.
I think I got a Facebook invite, too.
You both got invited to my high school reunion?
Yeah, I got a DM about that.
This was supposed to be my opportunity to show everyone that I wasn't a loser anymore, and now...
Well, I went.
You went?
Yeah. As Gabe, as you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I did all the classics.
All the classics.
Yeah, all the classic things you want to do when you go back to your reunion and, you know, stuck up to all the bullies.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss that girl that you, like, never were able to say that you liked her.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I showed off my cool dance moves.
You,
you
carried the bully. You know what I mean? Like, you know, dumped blood on her.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. In the classic Stephen King fashion. Yeah,
I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay, like, well,
We won't say where I got the blood from, but yes, I very much carried her.
You took out your ponytail and took your glasses off, and you were the belle of the ball.
I was the belle of the ball. But then I had to leave before midnight.
Man.
Because then I turned back to my old hideous self.
Well, you did everything I was planning on doing anyway, so I'm fine with missing it.
Great. Well, we're here with a very special guest. She is a cactress. We have Miranda Ray Hart here. Hello, Miranda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Proud cactress.
Proud cactress.
Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, like a cactress, you know, it's a comedian and an actress, but it's somebody who, like, can't decide between the two, like, what's more important.
Right.
So you meet in the middle with cactress.
Right, because, you know, we think of actors as more serious people, and then comedians, you know, they're off the cuff, they're always improvising. Some days you feel like you want to improvise more, you know.
Today I'm scripted.
Today you're scripted.
Yeah, I'm purely scripted today.
We hand all our guests the script, and they can, you know, be off script if they want, but you're going to be on script.
I'm going to be on script. I've worked on it with my acting coach, Lee Strasberg, and I think, I'm going to try to go as method as possible.
Cool. Fantastic,
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So would you consider yourself a trendy person?
I mean, like, I like to, like, pretend I'm, like, super, like timeless and, like, an old soul and, like, Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, but at the same time, like, I'm not, like, I'm on, like, you know, my Instagram explore page for, like, I don't know, 3 hours a day. Like, you know, I'm exploring that shit. Maybe, like, at the end of the night, like, I'll just stay up, you know? Like,
yeah. So you're really absorbing
today's
culture.
Oh, yeah.
And Jack Kerouac was a notorious cord cutter, so he didn't spend a lot of time on Instagram.
Scrolling to Instagram.
He was totally, like, wireless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was too busy writing books on big rolls of butcher paper or something.
Exactly. Yeah, no, totally. He, like, broke up with his girlfriend because she was too addicted to the screen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how his story goes.
Although, funny enough, he loved Wi-Fi.
What's up with that?
Some of his beatiest beat poems were about how the poetry cafe didn't have a good connection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Poetry cafe. No Wi-Fi. I am sad. No connection. Latte? Latte? Wi-Fi. Latte Wi-Fi. Angry. Angry Kerouac. Break up with girlfriend.
Wow. Wow.
Incredible.
That was really,
really
good.
Really nice.
Yeah. No, that, yeah.
I felt it.
Yeah. Thanks for staying on script for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. July did write that.
Mm-hmm. July, good job.
Yeah, give me all the credit.
This is the kind of fun, loose stuff we do on this show. But there are a few things we do need to discuss.
Yes.
One of which is to introduce our producer, who I'm sure you noticed when you walked in. We've got a full production staff behind the window over here. Didn't notice.
Whoa, no, they're so like quiet.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, we make them be quiet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we make them be quiet with soundproofing.
We don't want them to scare our guests. Yeah.
But they're all led by our head producer, who is the robot you see right there. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist for Whose Line Is It Anyway? Miranda, please meet Robo Laura
Hello,
Hall.
My name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm horny.
Well, and she gets right to it.
I didn't know, you know, Laura Hall was like that.
Robo Laura Hall.
The regular Laura Hall is a total sweetheart, totally great, but the robotic version, Gabe programmed her to be a little horny.
Okay, naturally.
Yeah, and she really kind
of... I'm all that and a bag of microchips.
That's a good one.
Oh, yes. Laura.
She's sassy.
Should she save that one?
Yeah, she should definitely save that one.
I like that.
She's sassy. She doesn't listen to us pretty much at all. No. And she loves to name drop...
Ooh, like who she works with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And who she's related
Laura,
to.
Laura, what was like the last like big name that you were thrown down with?
Chappy is my cousin.
Wait, who? Chubby?
Chappy.
Okay, I was like, who's Chubby?
Also Chubby.
You have a cousin named Chubby?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. Is it like one of those nicknames where it's like the opposite of what
he
is?
Yeah, he's like super thin.
Yeah, really thin.
He's so tiny.
Oh, wow, Laura. Yeah.
Like a mouse.
Hey, Chubby, why don't you eat something? Something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Chubby, no. I could throw you across the yard.
So she'll be helping out throughout the show with the various trends and things like that, which we'll be talking about in a second.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about the things that are trending right this second, right?
Yes, right now.
What, Rebel Laura Hall, do you want to throw the timestamp in just so the listeners know?
The time is Saturday, September 1st, 2018 at 1:28 p.m. and 29 seconds.
Nice.
Whoa, yeah, first of the month.
First of the month.
First of the month.
Everyone pay rent today?
Yeah. Well, I can pay on the 3rd.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. I don't know why that is. They're like,
your landlord
the 3rd.
Sounds cool.
What a
life. Yeah, it's really awesome.
Two extra days?
Two extra days. Yeah, pretty cool.
That's cool.
So jealous.
Is this, so September means like, the summer is ending, right?
Yeah.
Is that kind of...
Yeah.
I'm excited. I hate summer.
Ooh.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah. First of all, too hot.
Hot take, too hot.
Yeah. Hot take, too hot. Second of all, you know, I was like a school gal. You know what I mean? I love school supplies and seasons and like, you know, the winter dance, all of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You guys really sound like Green Day right now, you know, talking about September ending.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel a little...
I can't believe we're like surrounded by all these idiots who are American.
Yeah, who have some dookie in their pants. They have an album.
Dookie.
I was going to reference that song, I Hope You Had the Time of Your Life, but I can't think of that song without kind of getting choked up.
Oh, whoa.
It's okay, they'll invite you to the next high school reunion game.
Do you think that like their play was good? Was like American?
Oh yeah, they did a Broadway version of it.
Yeah.
It was, oh my gosh,
no, it wasn't good.
I would watch it.
watch it, but I'd be very like, ooh, like they what they just recently did another play to someone's music and it looked so cheesy. I'm trying to think what that was.
Well, there's the Jersey Boys. That's an older one, right? That's the Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
And there's the ABBA
Shrek.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
Mama
Shrek.
Mia.
I think that's based on
on Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
The Life of Sugar Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's Annie.
You're thinking of something more recent?
Yeah, I think it might have been Carole King's music, which is weird because they do have Really Rosie, which I was telling you guys about, you know, earlier today. But I don't. They made another one, like Modern Times, and it just seemed like a bunch of girls in like leggings, like just like singing and dancing. They're like leggings, like that's gonna be super modern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ticket bought by me.
Anybody have like a musical artist they think would make a great musical? Love to see a Drake musical?
You know I would. I would love to see that.
I want a Courtney Love musical.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Edgy. Like her music is so like, especially my favorite album is Live Through This. And like, it's like, there's such a theme in it. Like there's like the song about like going to high school in Olympia and then like, you know, like hating the world, like, cause you know, you're just a misunderstood girl. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I just feel like it could be such a like, angsty coming of age tale.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Yeah. That sounds great.
You want to ask me, Gabe?
Yeah. July. What do you got?
Scatman.
Scatman?
The Life of Scatman.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Who's that?
Yeah. That'd be good.
You know, when he was born, that was his first words.
I recently did a show where Alyssa, our friend, was a Scatman stuck in a sink, like a mini Scatman. And then we like sold tickets to like for people to see it.
Oh my gosh.
People were like, this isn't Jason Mraz. And then it was, you know.
I'd love to see a Jason Mrazical.
Yeah.
That'd okay, that's yours.
That's mine.
Yeah,
that's
I'm yours.
That's mine. Mm-hmm. I'm mine.
Yeah.
I think I would like to see Kanye West musical because it'd be wild.
Yeah. He'd go all out. Yeah. Kanye is like my favorite artist.
Yeah.
I would support that. But yeah, it'd be almost like what album do you draw from? Because each album's so different.
Right. There's so many good ones to choose from too.
I'd want 808s and Heartbreak, like a really dark one.
Yeah. That is the moodiest one.
That is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be like,
that would work for a musical for sure.
Yeah. Like I feel like there would be like a number with like ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
In your head. The ghost in your head.
There's nothing more than I like than going to a musical and being scared.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, a good fright.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should see something, this little thing called The Phantom of the Opera. You'll shit your pants.
Oh, my gosh. It already sounds scary.
I actually have never seen that.
I haven't either.
No?
Me neither. Should
sounds
we go right
scary.
Now?
We should go. We've all been lacking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's turn this podcast off.
Because I've been wanting
to
see the sequel, too. There's a sequel now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
I heard it's
a
really
movie?
Bad. No, a musical play.
A musical sequel?
A musical. Is it off Broadway? What are we talking here?
I think it was, it came here. It was here at the Pantages.
Mm.
And I heard bad things. I don't know.
Pantages. Yummy.
Right next to that Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm a big Dunkin' gal.
Dunkhead? Big Dunkhead?
Dunkhead. I'm East Coast. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dunkin' is God.
Where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York. Albany, the capital.
Mm. Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very, very serious business goes down there.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Very corrupt.
Mm. Oh, like politically?
Yeah, have you been seeing like the Cynthia Nixon?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so funny. She's like, I'm going to take Albany down.
Oh.
That's like where my parents are. I'm like, no.
Like, don't hurt my parents.
Cynthia, stop what you're doing.
That's funny. How long were you there? Were you there through high school?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was there, through high school. And then I went to NYU for a little bit, dropped out.
I saw that on your bio.
Yeah.
You said that you had gone there for as long as Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yes.
Which is, I know this story, right? Mm-hmm. He walked out on his first day.
Yeah. So I see that as a bit of a reach.
Okay.
Because I didn't have the balls to do that, but I wanted to. You know, I wanted, you know, to just stomp out of there.
Don't we all wish we had the balls to do that?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
leave something right away.
Wait,
just
he literally did that? He went to one day?
Yeah, one and then class.
One class.
One class, and damn. He was like, I can do this by myself?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone was like, the first day of class, the teacher was like, you can't put a big old dick in your movie. And he's like, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah. Cocaine-fueled plot line, bad idea. Stepped away. Movies about Phantom Threads.
Oh, yeah.
Even back then.
I love his dumb movies. I love them.
Yeah. I went like one full semester, you know, that, and I was like, that kind of equates to one day. And if you think about it.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Right. And you were just like done. Yeah. You just didn't want to do it.
Well, it's so funny. So NYU Tisch makes you take a class called Writing the Essay, and it was so annoying. And I wanted to like, I just like kept wanting to like stand on my chair and be like, this is bullshit. Like, it was just weird.
I am Spartacus.
Yeah. I am Spartacus. Yeah. And then I try to like talk to the teacher about it. Like, I don't know if these assignments are helping me, and I kind of want to do it a different way. Like I was saying, like, I'll do the homework, but I was like, is there a way I can approach this differently? So, you know, and I thought that was like kind of mature. I wasn't being like that rude or anything.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what? You'll thank me when you're accepting your Oscar.
Whoa.
I was like, whoa. Yeah.
What a
dipshit.
Will you
thank her when you get your Oscar?
Yeah. No, at first I had to like Google her name. Because I definitely want, like, if I ever was to win an award, yeah. I would want to like shout her out.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
That would be really funny.
Yeah.
You should also shout us out. That's
yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
You'll thank us when you win your Oscar.
Yeah.
Escada is meant for an adult audience. Escada may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Escada, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask Agata is my segment where the listeners and the readers come to me with their problems. And it can be anything from personal, professional, love, happiness.
Gear.
And they ask me about their lives. They've got questions. They've got problems. We all do, right?
Oh, of course.
Hell yeah.
I got a big old list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem.
Me too.
Child.
Me too. Yeah. A lot going on.
Yeah,
so,
I have an itch. I can't. Go ahead.
We'll get into that.
It's on my ankle.
Just scratch it.
You can't reach your ankle, July?
I can't.
July, come on.
Anyway,
bud.
This is not about me. Go ahead.
Oh, and if you want to ask me a question, you can call or text 432-AGATA-HIGH, or you can go to twb.cool/ask. What do you have for me today?
This question is from Smoked Out and Abandoned. Hi, Agata. One night on a recent visit to my in-laws, my husband and I shared, let's just call it, a marijuana cigarette. The next morning at breakfast, my in-laws were cross, apparently having smelt it from their bedroom, and confronted us. I reflexively apologized and even took full responsibility, saying it was mine and that I had convinced my husband to let me smoke it in his room. The awful thing is, my husband just sat there and said nothing, allowing me take the fall, and then watched silently as they lectured me about drug abuse. I'm so confused. What? I love my husband, but how could he have so miserably bungled this opportunity to defend my honor?
Oh my god.
Whoa.
That is wild. They're married to each other, and he was just like, yep, you take this one.
Damn.
I like that the parents were cross.
Yeah.
They weren't even mad.
Yeah, is this person British?
These people have to be, I mean, they have to be at least 18, and I'm going to assume older, right?
Right. They said cross. They said marijuana cigarette.
Yeah.
They're 80.
Yeah, they're old.
So, okay, so you're 80.
Their
parents are really old.
You're 80. You live in England. Your parents are 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This situation, I mean, I guess when your parents are that old, you can't really tell them anything.
Yeah.
Like, you can't argue with them. You're just like, okay, you're set in your ways. You're 100 years old. You know what you approve of. And, you know, 100 years ago, marijuana cigarettes were a big deal.
100 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big deal.
1918, that was a big year for the marijuana cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Big year.
Yeah.
Big year.
Big year.
So, They're from a different generation. They don't understand that it literally doesn't matter at all.
Right.
Yeah, and that it has like medicinal benefits.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it could like stop itches. If one to have one, an itch, it could stop it.
July.
Not to say I have an itch.
You have like a mosquito bite or something? Buddy?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look at it later. The nurse will be here.
Okay, great. The nurse can take a look at it.
Yeah. Cool. I mean,
I hope it's Nurse Jackie.
I think you should talk to your husband and tell him that he was acting like a real wuss.
Yeah.
And it's not fair because now she's going to be the one associated with this in his parents' mind forever. Yeah. And they're going to be like, your wife is a pothead and on drugs. And
yeah.
He's just going to be like, yeah, it sucks. I'm married to her, though.
Right.
That was a real bad move.
Bonehead move.
Yeah. Especially because like parents, like they'll forgive their child.
Right.
But they won't forgive like whoever's associated with their child. Like totally. It doesn't matter if you're married. They'll be like that devil woman, you know, like
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they probably already thought she was a bad influence or whatever. Yep. Corrupting their little baby boy.
Their little 80-year-old baby boy.
Well, I have a great piece of advice for this guy.
Yeah.
For this woman, I mean.
Yeah.
Or man. I guess it could be, they could both be men.
Could be.
It sounds like this, your partner, your husband, is really afraid of your parents. And I think you can take advantage of that. You can start acting like his mom or dad, and then he'll be terrified of you.
Ooh.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah.
And then you can use that like for your whole relationship. I mean, your husband's a piece of shit, so I don't feel bad for him if you do this.
Oh, yeah. My other advice is leave him.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave him or start manipulating him.
Yeah.
Two choices.
Yeah.
Those are both excellent options. July?
I say, you know, pass that blunt.
To you?
No,
across the pond
to the parents.
The peace pipe.
So exactly, everybody sort of chills like, out a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Just get in front of it. Say, you know what? My husband's a wuss. We were smoking that jazz cigarette. How about you take How about you take a toke?
Yeah, I like that.
Uh-huh. You know, ease out. You know,
that's what
some Marley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know, they're 100. They might help with their cataracts or whatever they got going on,
or you know, some sort of bite they may have or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
July, we're worried about you.
I'm okay. I just don't think my ankles are fine.
I hope it's not Zika.
Oh, please,
no. Not Zika
again. I hope
again.
It's not Zika Nicholson.
Oh my
god. Oh, good old Zika Nicholson.
Yeah.
Everyone
have you been rubbing your bug lotion on?
Yeah.
I have been, yeah.
Well, clearly not, because you got a bite.
I mean, I just woke up to it today.
Well,
just like the queen bee said.
Did you wake up midway through the night and put your lotion on?
July, I have a suggestion. Uh-huh. You know, I grew up in a very humid summer climate, being from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I would get bit by mosquitoes, like, constantly. So my brother was like, you have sweet blood. And I was like, oh, no. And he was like, only solution is if you put on a snowsuit. Gloves.
Okay.
A thick pair of socks and tuck in the snowsuit pants into the socks and then like a ski mask and then you won't get bit at night.
Okay. Have you tried that?
I have not tried that. I'll try that, but I will say my room temperature really runs around like 90 degrees. So I don't want to do that.
Uh-oh.
How committed are you to this anti-bug thing is the real question.
Pretty committed. I guess I'll do it. I'll try it.
Do it. Yeah.
Great.
If you have issues with mosquitoes and things like that, tweet at July with the hashtag bugs bite.
Yeah, please do.
He needs it.
And if you want to send a question to Ask Agata.
Oh, yeah. 432 Agata High or go to twb.cool/ask.
July's Funny Pages.
This is July's Funny Pages. That was Darcy Carden. Miranda.
Yes.
what is your relationship to the funny pages, the Sunday funnies, the comic strips, either from the past or now?
You know, so my newspaper growing up was the Times Union.
Ooh, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to the Times Union. And I feel like I would, like, flip through, but I was really, like, looking for, like, the relationship advice column more so
okay.
than the funnies. But I would come across them and be like, oh, these pictures are fun. But I would never, you know, dare to read.
So you'd say you're more of, like, say, an Ask a Gotta fan than a July's
yeah.
Funny
Facebook. Yes. I think I basically pledged okay. my allegiance right
That's
there.
Great.
But I do remember my mom, like, cutting something out from the Times Union that was, like, young relationships are okay. Like, it's okay for, like, your child to be in love. And she, like, gave it to me. And I was like, whoa, like, thanks mm-hmm. for the permission to date. And I was, like, 8.
What?
Whoa.
Were you
Whoa.
In love?
I actually was. So Ooh. it was cool to have that stamp of approval.
Yeah. Are you still together?
No, nope. Me and Noah broke up.
Oh. But she noticed that you were.
She noticed. Yeah.
You know, hard eyes around
yeah.
the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Singing Toxic at the top of my lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Oh, yeah.
The classic love song.
Okay. So now I'll give you the choice between 3 different comics, and I'll read. Usually there's like a 3 or 4 panels, and I'll read the first couple panels, and then we'll go around and we'll guess what the last panel is. Usually it's like a setup to a joke.
So I'm guessing. Okay.
You got to choose between Boomerangs, Luann, or Lola.
Ooh, I'll pick Lola. Sounds cool. Yeah.
Great. Do you know this comic at all?
No, but I know the Kinks song of the same name.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll help.
That helps. I'm picturing it now. So Lola, just by, you know, I've never read this comic before. Just by eyeballing it here, looks like it's about a grandmother of some sort.
Mm.
Or onion. An older woman. She doesn't need to be a grandmother.
She's July.
Just trying to cover my bases, you know. Okay, so we have 3 panels here. First panel, we see Lola in her bed, you know, fast asleep. She has her glasses next to her on her nightstand, and then you hear the words honk, honk, honk. Mm. And she kind of has a face that she's kind of like waking up annoyed.
Hmm.
That's the first panel. Second panel, you hear the words honk, honk, honk again. She gets up and she grabs her glasses and she says, oh, stupid car alarm. And she's saying this to her dog that's by her feet on the bed. Now we go around and we'll guess what the final panel is.
Ooh.
What was the first panel again?
All right, so Lola's in her bed. She's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the words honk, 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 and she looks annoyed.
Honk coming from where?
It's just above her.
Okay.
With the words floating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a guess.
Okay.
I am going to guess that it is not, in fact, the car alarm that's making those noises, but a flock of geese.
Oh my God.
Outside, and there's got to be a joke somehow, so I'm going to say, they're saying honk honk honk, someone's stealing your car. So it kind of is they are a
yeah.
car alarm too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe like
great guess.
I'd say my guess, kind of in that vein, is Lola thinks there's a car out there, and then the second one she's addressing her dog. And then on the third one, she figures out the circus is in town, and that that they're using those little clown horns, mm-hmm. and then the dog is gonna start talking, and the dog's gonna be like, "It's the clowns,"
okay.
and it's gonna be kind of a hyper reality twist.
Yeah. Great guess.
Got it. She peeks out the window, uh-huh. and there's a hot man in a convertible, and he's saying, "Get in, baby. We're going out."
I like that.
Yeah.
It gives
Thank
her
you.
A new chapter in her life. Because,
yeah.
like I said, she's older, but she's not done finding love.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, 8 years old, 80 years old, you can be in love.
You can be in love. See, this is the type of cartoon I was missing out on as a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're wrong.
Wait, even me?
Yeah, I was looking right at you and I said, you're wrong.
What about me?
You're wrong too. Yeah. Although kind of close.
July, what about me?
You're also wrong, but you were also kind of close.
Ooh.
What about me?
Not close. So it was kind of like two ideas married from both Gabe and Miranda's ideas. The talking dog. There's a talking Ooh. Dog here.
Wow.
Okay, I like that.
The geese. There's a reference to geese.
Oh, whoa.
Geniuses.
All right, so the final panel, we still see the words honk, honk, honk above. And then we kind of zoom in toward the dog, and the dog thinking in his little thought bubble says, could be a drive-by goosing.
Ha, ha. Wow. So it was the dog who had the last line. Yep. It's his thoughts. Yep. And he did incorporate geese.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't a goosing like when you grab someone's butt?
Ooh, I don't know.
I've never heard that.
I want to goose Ryan Gosling. Oh, is that using that correctly?
Same.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah, we do.
Woof, woof, indeed, dog. All right, so now is the part of the show where I read the comments in the comic. Grumpy Puppy says, for once, something else is the irritator, and you're the irritatee. I'm guessing this
as a grumpy puppy.
Yeah.
He's like...
I'm getting the sense that maybe Lola's a character that irritates other people in her life.
Oh, I see.
Ooh, wait. So this is the next thing?
Or no, this is a new comment.
A comment on the comic.
This is readers of the comic.
Readers.
The comic talking back.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it seems like she's an older woman who bothers people, which I mean, I think we can all relate to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yakety Sax says, "What?" What goes, quote, clop, 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 bang, clop, 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 drive-by Amish shooting?
Whoa, that person is daring. I feel like, wow.
They're pitching their own joke in the comments.
I don't get it.
Okay.
It's a
picture clop, clop, clop.
What's clop, clop, clop?
Oh, like a horse.
Like
hose.
A horse.
Amish people ride horses, which I saw a lot of Amish people when I was visiting my cousin, like further upstate New York.
Because
I think they like travel to sell their goods.
Mm-hmm.
But they got on a bus. Isn't that like breaking their
They got a little
laws?
Bus?
They got on the bus eventually. Like they parked their horse or they gave their horse to another and then they like got on the bus.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe they were hoping no one was watching.
Yep, but I was.
Mm-hmm.
Caught.
Did you report them to God?
Yeah, I did. I prayed in that second. Dear God.
And finally, Anno Rock 2, a GC insider, simply writes, huh?
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 Well,
huh?
Anna did not get the joke.
Nope.
She didn't grow up around geese.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she's never seen one either on TV.
Nope.
No.
I get that.
Yeah, and that's the end of my segment.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Wow.
Disneyland will serve alcohol for the first time at Star Wars-themed cantina.
Ooh.
What?
Whoa.
This is news to me.
World? You can't get booze at Disneyland?
No, you can't. You can get it at California Adventure, but that's a separate park.
Also in the secret club.
Oh, yeah. The Club 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't go in there unless you're really rich.
Yeah, so this is Disneyland, huh?
Yes.
So does Disney World have alcohol?
They do.
They do.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's Florida.
It's Florida. Yeah, I was about to say. Come on.
Yeah,
we've
it's
all seen the Florida Project.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh,
yes. Those kids are drinking.
They're drinking. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently the no alcohol thing was like a personal rule from Walt Disney himself. Like he never wanted there to be alcohol at Disneyland. I don't know why, considering they have it at Disney World, but
yeah,
that's what they claimed. And then now they're like, well, who cares? You're old and you were kind of anti-Semitic anyway.
Walt Disney
so.
Is really old these days.
He's so old.
In his
He's
grave.
Close to death.
Yeah. And he still is, kind of, you know, pro Nazi-ish.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean,
hey, Walt, just smoke a jazz cigarette. Relax.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, maybe you should sell some jazz cigarettes at Disneyland. That'll be real magical.
Ooh. Yeah.
But, you know, you know, to defend Walt real quick, I think...
Okay, this is the devil advocate's corner.
Right?
Go ahead.
I think that it's like... I just imagine like my drunk like cousins or like relatives at Disney and them just like being like, shut up to a kid going up to like,
because
drunk people are wild cards. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was telling a story recently and a drunk person was like, and I was doing an accent and they were like, I was Australian. I was like, you know, and then this happened and I was doing it for old people and someone walked up and was like, shut up. You don't talk like that. It was a drunk person. Like, you don't want that happening with Goofy and a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. No, especially not Goofy. No,
Goofy,
no.
Goofy could get drunk and just snap on a kid, really.
Right.
Yuck.
Yeah, right? Like, pull their, like, costume at off or, I don't know. It could be dicey.
Guys, Goofy's a father. Come on.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
Goofy movie showed that to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Best movie ever.
So good. So good.
Love it. Yeah, I'm excited about this.
I prefer Extremely Goofy Movie.
Uh-oh.
I don't know when this... Are you done?
Sorry. Yes.
I don't know when the Star Wars part is opening. It feels like it's going to be a long time.
2019.
That feels like forever, but that's just next year.
That's next year.
Mm-hmm.
A few months from now.
Oh my God. It's almost holy balls. You guys.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, 18 went by quick.
It went by so fast. Yeah. We're almost at 2020.
Jeez.
And that's the end of the world.
The roaring 20s.
Yeah. We're back in the roaring 20s.
And then there's going to be Prohibition.
Yeah.
And Star Wars Cantina is going to be shut down.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Or it'll become a speakeasy.
Speakeasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jabba the Hutt. What's the password?
Oh, is Jabba the Hutt here?
I know someone. It's Jabba the Hutt. I feel like he's at speakeasies, right?
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah. He's definitely there.
Yeah.
He loves to get
laid. And then, like, when the cops come, like, the like platform stage he's sitting on just like turns and becomes a wall.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The cops aren't getting Jabba.
No.
No way.
No.
No way. There's like Boardwalk Empire, but it's starring Jabba the Hutt. I'd watch it.
So now people will be able to get drunk at Disneyland starting in 2019.
Mm-hmm. But it's only one little part. I feel like it's just going to be a mess.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah, like, is it going to ruin it for other people? Like, other parts of the park?
I don't know. I don't really know much about what they're adding over there. But I think it's cool.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have kids, and I don't care about kids. So I can see why it would be annoying for people who do have kids to be like, I don't want my kid around someone, like, throwing up into the bush.
Yeah.
I'm worried about taking my kid to this cantina.
Yeah, you know? Father of two.
Yeah, I just don't want, because I want them to see Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I just don't know how it's going to work out with them seeing Goofy interacting with all the Star Wars characters, and then you add alcohol in the mix.
It's going to get rough.
Do you think they'll serve Mexican food there because it's a cantina?
I mean, they have to.
Yeah.
They got to.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's a Mexican-style Star Wars dish, though?
Ooh, Yodaladas. Enchiladas.
Yep. Luke Skywalker Dia? I guess quesadilla.
Wow.
How about Huevos Ranch Jedis?
I love it. I love it.
All great.
How about a Mace Windu torta?
Love it. I'm ordering one for each member of my family.
How about
okay.
How about a jar chata?
Jar chata. That works.
Jar chata.
Yeah, that one rolls off the tongue a little bit more
than
Luke
great.
Skywalker Dia. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You got it. You got one.
Oh, no, I don't.
It's on the script.
I don't believe in puns.
It's on the script.
Oh, you know what? Script. Normally, I don't either. I visited Australia and they were pun happy. And I was very angry.
Oh, gosh.
Very angry.
Where did you go in Australia?
Melbourne.
Oh, cool.
And it was, yeah, it was cool, but the pun thing threw me off.
Yeah, that's just their whole conversations
was
are in
like
puns.
Puns, yeah, and it was like knee slappers. Like they were just they were beside themselves at their ability to create a pun.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a country I want to move to.
Yeah,
Gabe belongs there.
Gabe yeah. loves puns. That's true.
I feel like, yeah, it's a kind of, puns are like you either love them or hate them.
Mm.
There's hard to find middle ground.
Yeah.
Mm.
What were you doing in Australia?
Oh, I was hanging out with a guy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Noah. Yeah. I feel bad because I tell this all the time. But yeah, what'd you say?
I said Noah.
Oh, no, no, no. Noah.
Could have been
who
Noah.
Who knows where Noah is now? I worry. You know?
You're not like Facebook friends.
I think he tried to DM me once. Ooh. And it was like his profile picture was really hairy. And I was like, uh-oh.
I'm not 8 anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's almost like he changed that picture to him being hairy to show me like, yep, you pretty hit me like a ton of bricks.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Good old Noah. No, it was another guy, but you know, it didn't last. It was like a good excuse though to mm-hmm. travel, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Always looking out for one of those.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Just like, totally. All right, I guess I got to go here now.
Mm-hmm. Was it the puns that broke you guys up?
It yeah. like kind of was.
he loved them too much.
Yeah. He loved them way too much. It was like, come on, you got, let me talk to you in puns. And I was like, no, get away from me.
I'm with you on this one. I would.
It would scare you.
I would
right?
leave him.
Yeah. I don't care if it's Chris Hemsworth, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd leave him.
Exactly.
Now he's married.
Now he's married.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah. That was my boy.
Who do you get? Oh, Miley Cyrus?
No, that's Liam. Oh. Which, that relationship, whoa.
Oh,
up
boy.
And down.
Oh, boy.
Up and down.
Did they get married?
They got married, but first they broke up when she was in that crazy, like, banger stage.
Mm.
And I was like, what is that breakup like? Like, he's like, you're too sexual on stage. You cut your hair. Like, what? Like, he broke up with her, I think, because of that tour.
Mm.
Probably because she was dancing with Robin Thicke.
Yeah, yeah.
I would, too.
It was too much for him and his heart. But then they got married after it.
Mm.
When she went back to her country roots.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Robin Thicke is gross to me.
Yeah, Paula left him.
Mm, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, his deal. I don't. He's a good singer, though. It's good. You know, it's a conundrum.
Runs in the family.
Runs
yeah,
in the
his
family.
Dad was a great singer. Did the theme song to Growing Pains and all kinds of theme songs to TV shows.
Hi readers, well the late great Alan Thicke did compose many classic TV theme songs, he did not write the theme to Growing Pains. Consider this matter corrected by me, producer Robo Laura Hall. The Iron Giant is my uncle.
I didn't really watch that, I just watched reruns of Different Strokes. It was like kind of like vintage sitcom.
You missed out on baby Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I have some of those images on my tablet.
Whoa.
Okay. You guys kind of caught me red-handed there.
Yeah.
I like...
Your whole demeanor changed.
Leonardo DiCaprio when he was younger. I don't like him now because I think he's, dating 19-year-old models as a gross old man.
And, problematic.
My favorite era of Leo DiCaprio is when he was attending those secret poker games.
Yep.
Topes. And he would just wear headphones and not necessarily play.
Yeah. He seems not all there. Like, I'm like his super fan. That's why I have images of him as a child on my Tumblr. But that sentence just echoes into the abyss.
You'll have a chance to plug your Tumblr at the end of the show, by the way.
Oh, I will. Yeah, like, he's... Ever see pictures of him swimming? Mm-hmm. Like, I almost understand why he dates 19-year-olds. He's just, like, kind of, like... I don't... Like,
dorky?
Weird and, like, 10 years old and dorky. Yeah, he, like... It almost looks like he's doing the butterfly, but, like, wrong. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, at the beach. It's, like, you know, you could just dip your toes in there, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, he's a little...
Yeah. He's, like, corny. I don't know what the right word is.
Yeah. Floppy. He's a little floppy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't explain. Can someone be floppy?
Yeah.
Reception desk at a hotel in Tokyo is run by dinosaur robots.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So there's a Tokyo hotel, you said, or restaurant?
Hotel.
Tokyo hotel in Tokyo that is run by dinosaur robots.
Whoa. Oh. So it's like Jurassic Park, kind of.
Yeah.
They're going to come to life and kill everyone. That's my opinion.
Obviously. Because life finds a way.
It does.
So we're seeing the hotel manager. I guess there's no sound on this.
It's a Japan is short of hotels.
I'm glad we got the sound.
Does the sound help better for you, Gabe?
Oh, cool fish.
it looks cool. It looks like a nice theme hotel. I would stay there.
Yeah.
Is it like prehistoric themed?
Yeah. In the room?
Egg-shaped robot in the room. Cool.
So this is it, guys. We're in the future.
Yeah. And wait, they were wearing Disney hats. Were they drunk?
They probably do serve alcohol at Tokyo Disney. Look at that is terrifying.
Yeah.
It's like very not graceful looking.
Imagine if you were on mushrooms at this hotel.
Oh my god, I would die.
It'd be a nightmare.
I would die.
I'd get taller.
You'd start growing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're just talking to the dinosaur and you're like, I want a room that's far away from the elevator. Low traffic zone, please.
Yeah, like how good are these robots? As good as Laura Hall?
They can't be.
No, it's her.
Definitely and not.
She's probably honestly gonna be jealous about
this. She's only one third dinosaur.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I like theme hotels, though. That I will say.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
Have you stayed in any notable ones?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to stay at this Victorian hotel, and I don't know. Like, I feel like it wasn't trying to have a theme, but it was, like, so old, and, like the... Or maybe it was, because it was just so, like, spot on. Like, the maids wore, like, French, like, old-fashioned maid costumes, and the bellhops wore the, like, Tower of Terror, like, kind of outfits, and they didn't have computers. Like, they had, like, a check-in book. Like, and it was huge.
Whoa.
Pen to paper. And then each
that
floor.
Cool.
Yeah, each floor had a theme. Like dolls, which was really
That's
scary.
That's terrible theme. No.
Yeah. Dolls and toys floor was, yes.
No way. Yeah. Have you guys been to the Madonna Inn?
I want to.
I've driven past it.
Oh, it's very nice. I've never stayed there, but I've been there and like seen it. It's like, if you love theme hotels, it's like really, really cool. Really.
I gotta go.
It's like very David Lynch, like crazy.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like I need to go there for Instagram pics as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Throw it on the gram.
Yeah.
Throw it on the gram.
Yeah.
I've seen all these places out in the desert where it's like these themed like, jet stream or airstream trailers or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Joshua Tree and stuff.
Yeah.
That
seems
kinda
cool.
Yeah, and like I've seen like tree hotels, but like I don't, those kind of scare me. You know what I mean? What if you fall out of the tree?
It's in the tree?
Yeah, like tree house.
Someone just stood in front of a tree and was like, this is a hotel.
They're making so much money.
Yeah, $100 a night per branch.
I once stayed at a hotel that was, I would never see anybody during the daytime. They would always come out at night, and they always wore like capes, and they had very sharp teeth.
Whoa.
Where was this, July?
And they would always try to hug me.
Whoa. It sounds like...
This is in Transylvania.
I thought it was in Transylvania.
Okay.
That's kind of their thing there.
Really?
Yeah, no need to worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, this just reminded me. I worked at a hotel, that's the last hotel in Beverly Hills.
Ooh,
and
fancy.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
And one time they moved, because I worked at the pool area, but one time they moved me downstairs to like help with like checking people into the pool, like right when they get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I met one of the front desk guys, and he had like, you know, kind of like an Eastern European accent.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he was like, I'm from Transylvania.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa, like Hotel Transylvania. Like it was like so weird. But he literally was.
He really was?
He really was.
Oh, my God.
And I kept looking at him like, uh-oh, what are the banks coming up?
Yeah.
Which is so rude.
He
like,
probably gets that every time he talks to anybody.
And he was really pale and had, like, black hair. This guy.
He doesn't have to show you his fangs.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He really doesn't.
Yeah, keep
he
him
really
under wraps.
Doesn't. I wanted to say that, but I didn't. So I'm glad I didn't, because I would have gotten fired.
Yeah, good for
or
you.
Or bitten.
Yeah, or bitten.
Or bitten.
Oh, yeah. Oof, yeah. Mm-hmm. As a Twilight fan, yes, I want to be there.
Sign me up.
Do you have a fear of closely packed holes? You could have trypophobia.
Whoa.
Closely packed holes?
Right?
Yeah.
Tryptophobia.
Kendall Jenner has this. I know this.
Look at this.
Yeah, I've seen this online.
Do you like this?
I do. I don't mind it.
We're looking at tiny holes.
I'm opposite of tiny holes. Hater. I'm a lover.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say you hate big holes.
Yeah, no, that too. Yeah. I hate big holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind this.
Is that a honeycomb?
It's bread.
It looks like... Oh, I was going to say it looks like coral.
Right.
I think Miranda was right. I think it was bread.
Oh, what's that?
So, yeah. Okay, so apparently this is a thing. People are afraid of any
pepperoni?
Surface that has a lot of holes. If that's the case, I have a recommendation for a movie you shouldn't watch. It's called Holes.
With Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, with Shia LaBeouf.
And Zero.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that movie's so good. It all comes together with Zero and Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. Have to carry him to the top of the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, sorry, guys. Because I haven't seen Holes. Came out about 15 years ago.
Mm. The holes don't bother me.
They don't. And a lot of these things that they're showing are things that people see every day, a shower head, a piece of bread. It would be pretty difficult, I think, to get by day to day with this particular fear if it was debilitating.
Do they squint? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they can just kind of like squint
like
and maybe...
No holes. There's no holes
there's
in
no
the shallow
holes,
shower head.
Just squares.
Shower head.
Just squares.
Just squares.
Yeah, just kind of blur holes. The image. I mean, yeah, I've met people with this.
Really?
And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, me
A
too.
Friend in high school would tell me about this, and I'd be like, well, what do you mean? And they'd be like, pomegranates. And I was like, whoa, okay. So just don't, I guess, no pomegranates.
So just, I mean, I just don't get what the problem is, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it sounds like it squicks people out, maybe, or it grosses people out.
Well, that makes, I mean, yeah, that's fine.
Can they look at their pores?
I hate listening to people... chewing and eating, so I think a lot of people don't care about that, so
No, I think phobias, like, my brother used to tell me, like, phobias aren't real, like, mind over matter. My brother was a sensei. But
my greatest fear, senseis.
Stay away from my brother, because I used to be like, I have a fear of, like, grape flavoring and bubblegum. Like, me, like, it smells a really sickly sweet smell freaks me out.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But I don't know. Now I just try to, like, ignore it or smell my sweatshirt or something.
Yeah,
life hacks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, someone's chewing something fruity and, like, smell my own skin, which is not fruity.
Yeah.
I have that with bananas also. I can't be in the room with the smell of a banana.
Oh, yeah. Right. Gabe's a real nana hater.
Yeah. Like, phobias make sense to me. But it's funny that this is widespread.
Yeah, that this is common, I would say. Common enough that people talk about it online all the time.
Do you think it happens, like, when you're born, like, as a baby, something happens with something porous, and then you're like...
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun.
It has to be that.
Some shared experience. Mm-hmm. Is it coming out of the mom?
The mom?
The mom. Back to our British marijuana cigarette people.
Yeah. July, do you have any phobias?
Let me think. Yeah, I do have one. I'm very terrified of, you know, when you enter a room and then there's sort of like this bright light in a room. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like when a room is like fluorescent lighting. Is that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That could be really harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, in my house, I have no lights on.
Okay.
No electricity.
Okay.
I got here by horse and buggy.
Are you Amish?
Whoa, wait a minute.
I am Amish.
Oh, okay.
Did I not say that before?
No.
Did you get here by bus or by horse?
By horse. I shouldn't even be doing this podcast.
No, I was just going to say.
Wait a minute. Is this mic wooden?
It is.
Okay, then it's all right. Man, well, I get it. I get it. So do you turn to being Amish after figuring out you hate it, like electricity?
No, it was after I listened to that Weird Al song.
Oh, okay. Amish Paradise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It inspired you. Be in this paradise.
I had the same situation when I heard Gump, their Forrest Gump based parody song. Okay.
I became a Gump religion.
Yeah.
He loved a box of chocolates. Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Jenny. My buttocks.
I watched Forrest Gump last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did.
I did.
Any big takeaways?
Well, my boyfriend tried to tell me he listened to some other podcast where they said that Jenny didn't die of AIDS because it wasn't the right, like, year. And I was like, wait, I always thought she died of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I still think that. Nothing's going to change my opinion of that.
I think it's AIDS. They never say AIDS in the movie. But I think it's
Tom Hanks says, Jenny, you have AIDS.
He never says that.
Does he say that?
That's the classic line.
Is he Jerry Seinfeld?
Jenny, what's the deal with you having AIDS?
Yeah, my boyfriend tried to say it's hepatitis, or like that the podcast he listened to was hepatitis. I want to give whatever that was credit, but I think it poisoned his mind. That whatever he's been listening to.
Is he easily influenced by podcasts?
Yes. And it's actually a huge wedge in our relationship because I'm like, have your own thoughts, you know? Like, don't let these podcasts rule you. And he's like, shut up. See? It's breaking his brain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, to be fair, I get a lot of my information from podcasts, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we like to be kind of thought leaders. So whenever somebody takes something we've said and uses it as proof, then I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah, I trust you guys. I don't trust whoever was talking about FG the way they were talking about FG.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys I trust.
Thank you.
Thank you.
July's crying.
July. Are you thinking about Time of Your Life by Green Day?
I am.
Are you thinking
about? I was thinking about Dookie.
Wake me up when September ends.
I was thinking about Dookie.
Yeah, Dookie, the classic.
Dookie was my first CD purchase.
Wow.
What about you guys?
Ooh.
Ludacris, word of mouth.
Word of mouth?
That was my brother's. Mine was the Wedding Singer soundtrack.
I think mine was like.
Soundtrack.
Yeah.
I think mine was like Star Wars soundtrack. Like, like the.
I love that.
John Williams.
I love that.
Like John Williams.
That's so on brand for you, Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have reached very close to the end of the show.
Ooh.
But we do have one more segment. And that is that we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about something that we talked about on this show. Would you like to participate?
I would.
Okay.
Great.
Excellent.
Great.
I do.
Okay. So, Agata, do you have a suggestion of something we talked about that we could hoedown about?
Chris Brown.
We talked about that before the show.
Oh, shit.
TBT.
What were the trends?
Dinosaur hotel. Disney drinking.
Oh yeah, let's do Disney.
Scared drinking. Holes.
Little Holes. Kendall Jenner.
Disney drinking?
Disney drinking, yeah.
Great.
Okay. Drinking at Disneyland. My favorite Disney character is Pepe Le Pew. He is a really, really, really stinky skunk. He's
not Disney, I just realized that. But I'm gonna go there and get really drunk.
When I go to Disneyland, I hang out with my friends, Chipmunks, Goofy, Donald, and Ben. He's another guy in my group who I just met. We're going to hang out with Boba Fett.
When I go to Disney, I bring all my kids. They want to meet Princess Jasmine. But then a drunk guy comes up to us and yells, uh-oh, my kids were exposed to a junkie.
Oh, hey, Mr. Bartender, I'll have a glass of gin.
Make it on the rocks. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I have a political opinion. It's that you shouldn't vote for the Green Party.
Shouldn't vote for the Green Party. I agree.
Yeah. Because, you know, it, unfortunately, it won't count towards much.
No,
it doesn't help anyone.
No, it doesn't help.
It's, thanks a lot, you Jill Steinheads.
Yeah.
You wrecked it for all of us.
Yeah.
The only Green Party you should vote for is the Ganja Party.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Remember when Jill Stein collected a bunch of money and then never did anything?
I do remember
Stein
that.
Jill Stein is shady. Yeah. She might recycle, but she's a shady one.
I prefer her husband, Franken.
Stein.
Frankenstein.
I prefer
Al
her,
Franken.
I prefer her brother, Ben Stein. He knows what to do with money.
I prefer her cousin, John Steinbeck.
Oh, yeah. Great out there.
Great out there.
You know, Jill Stein, you may come from a very prestigious family, but we're still mad at you.
But also, fuck you.
Yeah. Stop meddling. That's a meddling
game. Give us our money back.
Yeah.
We all donate it, right?
Give us our votes back.
Give us our votes. Well, I never gave her a vote. No. I can't vote. But I didn't give her money either. But she took money from other people, and I'm mad on principle.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. Let's find her.
Miranda, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
I had such a good time.
It's been so much fun.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Maybe your Tumblr? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. My Tumblr is Childhood Pics of Leonardo DiCaprio. No, you know, my Tumblr is a secret. But
I'll find it.
Yeah. If you can find it, then you get to marry me. Because, you know, then you really... You really figured out what my handle would be. I guess, what do I have anything to plug? Well, I have an improv show that my team hosts every second and fourth Friday of the month. It's called the Justin Timberlake Show. Mm. It's at the Clubhouse. And we literally have cutouts of Justin Timberlake through various phases of his life.
Nice.
And we have disco lights. And we have Justin Juice, which you can't get at Disneyland yet.
Ooh. What's in the juice? Or is it
okay, it's different every week.
Okay.
But it's usually, you know, some sort of liquor, like vodka or rum. And then maybe Sprite, maybe ginger ale. Maybe iced tea. We switch it up.
Classic.
Yeah. Just kind of get that sorority vibe going.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Check it out.
When's the next one?
The next one, I guess, next week, because this is the first week of the month. So next Friday.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah. The Clubhouse, 1607 North Vermont Avenue in Los Angeles.
Heck
you can just ask Google.
Or ask Google.
Google.
How about you, Agata? Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug doing nothing. When you want to do nothing.
It's the best.
And you're forced into activities and blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, literally just laying around doing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it.
On that explore page of Instagram.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which, by the way, my Instagram is Miranda with like
D-U-H at the end. Okay, cool.
Heart, H-E-R-T, hearts you. HEARTSYOU. Follow.
I got it.
You're going to get that Trends with Benefits bump in your followers.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Nice. Well, I'll follow you.
Thank you.
For sure.
Yeah.
Miranda with a duh. Heart.
Yeah.
hearts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got it.
It's kind of complicated, but that's why I like it, because the true fans will find it. Cool. Like my Tumblr.
July, you got anything?
No, I'll give my plug to Robo Laurel Hall.
So generous. So nice.
I want to plug my Tumblr, Leo DiCaprio Images.
Oh, so she also has a Tumblr.
Okay, nice. But are they're not childhood pics, which is kind of the more controversial way to go.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right. Anything you have to say about that, Roller Home?
I'm horny.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And that's always the opinion she wants to share. But to be fair, young Leo was hot.
He was. Yeah. Especially like teenage. Like once you get to 18, you know, it's legal. And
yeah.
He was cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And he was cute. Thank you for staying on script, Miranda.
Thank you. You know, I'm a method actor, but I, like Anthony Hopkins says, you have to read it over and over and over again. So it's absolutely. Like in your bones.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just so happy that you put all my thoughts about Leo DiCaprio, you know, in your own words, in your own, it was so good. So good to hear.
Thank you.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits, and it's on Wednesday nights on ABC right after Modern Family, which is apparently still a TV show.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is. Who knew?
Do they have the original cast still on there?
I think most of them, yeah.
Yeah, Manny is still young as ever.
Manny's 48 now.
Yep.
I voted for July to replace Manny.
Hey,
that'd be good.
I love Manny's catchphrase on the show.
Which is?
What you talking about?
I am forever changed.
So they keep moving our time slot around, but I think Modern Family will be good to lead in for us.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're getting moved around every week, but it's because we're doing so well that we're like totally demolishing all the shows around us.
And you know what? If you can't tune in at the exact time, we can always be found on our website, twb.cool, and on Facebook and Twitter at TrendsWBenefits. Please subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to our friend Andrew Clotworthy, who did our great theme music.
Thank you, Andrew.
He's amazing.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks to July and Agata.
Thanks, Gabe.
Co-host. Oh. Thanks to Miranda.
Thank you, Miranda.
Thank you.
Thanks to all our listeners. Excellent listeners. Yeah. And a bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.